you and I went to Greece, and we both competed at the INBA. What was that? The Natural Olympia 2007. And you're a bodybuilding champion, and you've been around the block, and you've got a lot of experience. Now, people that go into bodybuilding have certain expectations, but what are some of the life lessons that you learned by actually competing in that sport?
Wow, I mean, bodybuilding has been paramount in everything, really, that I've learned in the health and wellness industry. And the first thing is, it starts out with a desire to achieve a certain outcome. And when I first started, of course, that was a cosmetic ideal, and what I felt was the corollary rewards that that ideal would bring me. And I'll get back to that in a second. Then I had to set out a course of action. In other words, how am I going to choose this? So then we go and we study who's doing the best results, who's producing the best results, and start practicing those principles. So in other words, knowledge isn't enough. You've got to take action with whatever knowledge that you have. Now, I certainly did not have any idea of how I was going to be able to compete at a Mr. Universe contest, but I certainly wanted to. So I just started, the first thing was I had to start lifting weights, and so I, you know, and I didn't have a gym, so I had to build a gym, you know, and you just kind of, you go out to the very ultimate achievement of the goal, and then you work backwards. So from Mr. Universe, I saw Arnold competing in these Mr. Universe, and I wanted to do that too, so I went, well, I have to be Mr. Canada. To be Mr. Canada, I have to be the provincial champion. To be the provincial champion, I have to be the local champion. To be the local champion, I have to have some muscles, and to have some muscles, I got to lift some weights. And if I don't have weights, I better build a gym. So I just set to it about the little simple steps that I could get to the next point in going in the more or less the general direction of where I wanted to go. And that was the biggest aspect I think I learned from bodybuilding to start. First, come up with what you want, develop a plan, and start taking action on it. Then as this sport evolved for me and as my process evolved, what happened then is I recognized, well, there was things I needed to learn. There were kind of sidetracks. There were adjustments that had to be made. There was obstacles that I had to overcome. And at first, many of them were met with frustration. Well, then eventually, bodybuilding is a very challenging and rigorous sport. It takes incredible determination. And of course, mental will, because you have to overcome, in a lot of cases, physical pain. And learning to overcome those aspects, both mentally and physically, to achieve my heart's outcome, or my desire of my soul, if you will, became a fascinating topic. And then you start being able to translate those principles into other areas of life. Oh, I want to live in this type of place, or I want to have this type of lifestyle, or I want to go to this place. You use that process over and over and over again.